In South Korea this week, dozens of protesters broke into a U.S. military base north of Seoul, shouting, U.S. troops out of Korea. They were angry about last week's acquittals of U.S. soldiers involved in the deaths of two Korean girls. Many Koreans believe it's time for the 37,000 American soldiers based in their country to go home. That's a sentiment shared by many people on the Japanese islands of Okinawa. Nearly 30,000 U.S. troops are stationed there. But after a number of rapes and other crimes committed by Americans, some Okinawans say it's time to close the bases. From Okinawa, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
It's difficult not to notice the U.S. troops in these islands. You can see them driving in convoys of olive green trucks, and you can hear them. Helicopters and fighter jets swoop low overhead, rattling buildings and nerves. Miyoko Miyazato works at a barbershop located only a few yards from a Marine Corps airbase.
The auto door, the automatic door, even opens without anyone coming in because of the noise, because of the shaking.
Residents of this town have banded together and filed a lawsuit against the U.S. military, naming the base commander as the defendant. U.S. officials here have promised to move the airbase to a more remote part of the island, but Okinawans say helicopter noise is only part of the problem. This street in Okinawa City is filled with hip-hop clubs, body-piercing shops, tattoo parlors, and girly bars. The scene can get a bit, well, festive, especially on a payday weekend when the U.S. troops are flush with cash. Tim O'Rourke is a retired Army officer who has made Okinawa his home.
On a payday weekend, things just start kicking in about 10, because a lot of them will drink on base, where it's a lot cheaper, get a buzz on, and then come downtown and finish it off. About 1 a.m., that's when you want to be careful when you're out on the streets and all that, because some of them get very rowdy.
And occasionally more than rowdy. In 1995, three U.S. servicemen were convicted of raping a 12-year-old Okinawan girl. And earlier this year, an Air Force sergeant was convicted of raping a woman in the parking lot of a nightclub not far from here. More than a dozen U.S. servicemen are currently serving time in Japanese prisons for other crimes such as robbery and arson. And now, after September 11th, Okinawans say they must contend with a new fear. They worry that the presence of so many U.S. troops in such a small area makes them an attractive terrorist target. Kimiko Miyagi is a professor and anti-base activist.
Every time I commute to my school and every time I see the Kadena Air Base, I feel, what if some terrorist comes to the, you know, this base and then maybe attack something? The base is surrounded by the city where the people reside. So this is really, really threatening for us.
Miyagi says Okinawans are being asked to shoulder an unfair burden. The islands account for less than 1% of the Japanese landmass, yet they are home to 75% of the U.S. troops based here. U.S. officials acknowledge that a handful of the 27,000 troops break the law, but the overall crime rate, they say, is extremely low.
Our instances of indiscipline or crime, if you will, would be the envy of any community in the United States.
Lieutenant General Wallace Gregson is the commander of the U.S. Marines in Japan.
Nevertheless, we are guests here in the community. We strive very, very hard to be responsible members of the community, so we take every breach of behavior, every instance of indiscipline very seriously, and we work very hard to correct it.
Lately, the U.S. troops here have stepped up efforts to reach out to the Okinawans, teaching English to school kids and raising money for local charities.
Look and decide and play with stuff.
Maybe trade trays.
You can trade trays. Which one would you like?
This shop sells curios from all over Asia. Most of the proceeds, some $300,000 last year alone, go to Okinawan charities. Kathleen Leonard, head of the organization that runs the shops, says it's her way of being a good neighbor.
Well, it's important for us to be good neighbors. We feel really strongly about participating in the Okinawan community, and this is one way that we can do that. All of the women you see here and wearing aprons are volunteers, and it's because they're donating their time that they generate the funds that we're able to donate to the Okinawan community.
The U.S. troops don't only provide charity, they also provide jobs, 8,000 jobs, in a region that has the highest unemployment rate in Japan. That fact alone has taken a lot of the steam out of the anti-base movement. U.S. officials here say they have no plans to close the bases or even reduce the number of troops. The location is simply too good, a short flight from the Philippines, Taiwan, and other potential hotspots. In the past year, U.S. troops based here have taken part in 80 different training exercises from Australia to Thailand. Lieutenant General Wallace Gregson says even in this age of long-range bombers and satellite communication, it's still important to have boots on the ground, especially in this part of the world where many people view America's motives with great suspicion.
You can't email eye contact and you can't video teleconference a handshake. You can't build that assurance, that good feeling. And especially now, looking at the global war on terrorism, an awful lot of it is the war of ideas.
And that, says Gregson, is a war the U.S. cannot win by remote control. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Okinawa, Japan.